How to Treat Those We Disagree With by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of the others. Philippians 2:3-4. I walk every day in the cemetery. It was no different one day. I met someone there, and we seemed to connect. I looked forward to seeing her, and we found we had some similarities. And then it happened. She shared a view completely different than mine. I could feel the temptation to argue rising up in me. Eventually, I did voice my opinions. Then, on one particular day, I heard her words. Listen, we are on opposite sides with this. I'm sure you won't change your mind, and I know I won't change my mind. So there we were, on opposite sides, left with the decision. What would we do? Oh, sure, we could decide to just not talk, to give friendly nods or wave at each other. That surely was an option. And while that was feasible, I knew of another option, one that required help, God's help. We could remain friends with differing views. We chose the second option, and once I made that decision, I realized my world would be a lot bigger because of it. I could almost feel myself stretching. When I limit my relationships to those I fully agree with, I limit my growth as well. And instead of being like Christ, who befriended all people, I would control who would be in my circle. Since that decision, I have had more opportunities to do so with other people. I smile faintly, wondering how many other relationships and friendships I could have experienced if I'd adopted this philosophy before. Look around. Right now, we don't just disagree with others who hold opposing views, but many of us develop contempt for them. When we let our emotions run our ships, we can find ourselves shipwrecked. When I read about how humble Jesus was, I see someone who knew the truth about everything and yet kept himself open to relationships with all. He talked to and befriended sinners, tax collectors, the riffraff of society, and we should be so thankful he did. I'm not saying we should not stand for what we believe. Jesus certainly did. I'm saying we should still respect and treat kindly those who hold different views on important topics. Right now, nations are divided into political and social groups. Many families are even divided by opposing views. This isn't what God wants. God exhorts us to love one another, and actually, it's not merely a suggestion. Love accepts the other person, remembering each person has value. We cannot dismiss a person simply because we disagree. God tells us that we are to even love our enemies. How will others ever ask us about the hope that lies within us if all they see when they look at us are our opposing views? When I see my friend, I see a person God created, not someone I'm supposed to convince. My deepest desire is not to plead my case or somehow win her over to my way of thinking. God doesn't want me to be headstrong. He wants me to be strong in Him, like Jesus is. Knots. I'm trying to untangle, Lord, these stubborn knots I see, but every time I try, they're getting worse for me. And then I see Him smiling as He takes them in His hands, and I just watch with wonder as He loosens every strand.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.